Not so long ago, the wholesale energy trader Enron was a high-flying darling of Wall Street. Now it's the target of what would be a cheap takeover by a much smaller rival. Today, Enron confirmed it is in talks with Dynegy about a possible business combination. Enron also announced it is reviewing several years' worth of recent financial statements. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating financial arrangements that may have created conflicts of interest. And four top executives have recently left the company, including two today. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
A buyout by rival Dynegy would once have been impossible for the confident managers of Enron to imagine. The companies are in the same basic business, but analysts say Dynegy is much more steady than the risk-taking, big-thinking Enron. John Olson tracks both companies for Houston-based investment bank Sanders Morris Harris.
Dynegy would make a very attractive suitor for Enron. It is about one-third the size of Enron, but it is a trading culture, and if it were to acquire Enron at $10 a share, Dynegy would cut itself a very fat hog, as they say.
This time last year, Enron appeared to be the master of its universe. The company's stock had recently hit its all-time high, over $90 a share. Enron's CEO, Ken Lay, had helped raise $100,000 for George W. Bush, who ultimately won the Oval Office. And Enron's core business of trading gas and electricity contracts was booming, helped in part by growing volatility in Western markets. Things are very different now. Arthur O'Donnell edits the California Energy Markets newsletter.
They're really in a serious bind in terms of cash flow right now, and they have to kind of leverage their assets and get people to lend them enough money so that they can meet all their obligations and maintain credit worthiness. If you're not perceived as being able to pay your bills, nobody's going to do deals with you.
Enron has made its mark by doing deals. The company started out managing a natural gas pipeline, but its skyrocketing growth in recent years came largely from aggressive buying and selling of gas and electricity. Enron led the creation of a wholesale power trading market, and it used exotic hedging strategies to offset losses and increase potential gains. Some industry experts say Enron is more like an investment bank than an energy company. Business professor Paul Kodrowski says it's been hard to value.
There's an incredibly diverse range of places where Enron has stakes, makes money, loses money. It arguably is one of the most complex organizations to study today.
That complexity turns out to be part of Enron's problem. In addition to energy, it trades in dozens of industries, including fertilizer, paper, steel, and water. Bad investments in broadband got some investors wary. Mark Roberts, president of Off Wall Street Consulting, thought he spotted funny bookkeeping back in May.
There were a lot of transactions that were being reported along with the core business, the trading business, in the same category, which really did not appear to be trading businesses. So there appeared to be the opportunity to boost reported earnings through various kinds of transactions that weren't being broken out.
Analysts have long complained that Enron doesn't share enough financial information, but they loved the earnings Enron kept returning. Then in August, Enron's president resigned with no clear explanation. Last month, the company reported a loss and revealed an unusual arrangement. Enron's chief financial officer also ran two private partnerships and profited from complicated hedging deals involving Enron assets. On a conference call with investors October 23rd, CEO Ken Lay said the partnership structures were designed to avoid conflict of interest problems.
We think, in fact, that all of the necessary protections and procedures were put in place on the front end to make sure that Enron shareholders were, in fact, fully protected.
Now Enron says the debts of three such partnerships should have been reflected in Enron's books for the past several years. Government regulators are investigating the financial arrangements. Meanwhile, Enron's stock has crashed and its credit been downgraded. Peter Fisaro of Global Change Associates did a competitive analysis of Enron earlier this year. He says the company has pioneered enough winning innovations that any rival would be lucky to pick some pieces up.
Frankly, Enron is a people company. I mean, it doesn't own a lot of hard physical assets. It uses a lot of intellectual capital and knowledge to really trade markets. It really is the 21st century company.
But the past few weeks show Enron didn't have one thing vital for a modern company, the ability to communicate as thoroughly and openly as investors want. One analyst says its downfall isn't because of anything Enron did, but because company officials didn't answer crucial questions about how Enron works. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.